The wild waves, winds and moors of the western fringe of Europe, an environment perfect not just for sightseeing, cream teas and beach breaks, but for power too. It was on the windswept high ground near Camelford where Britain saw its first wind farm. It's also been instrumental in the development of geothermal power with the Hot Rock scheme in the early 90s. That has now bred the development of ground source heat pumps and a new geothermal scheme at the Eden Project. And the pioneering spirit goes on with the wave hub, that's a sort of underwater plug socket for tide and wave power, just about to be installed. This innovation has led Prime Minister David Cameron to use the Duchy for inspiration.
Cornwall's an extremely important part of the UK for me. I think one of the most important things is to make sure we have the new industries bringing new jobs and new wealth to Cornwall. And that's why I was particularly pleased to be able to come and visit a really exciting set of businesses all around the new green technology, whether it's geothermal energy, low energy light bulbs, wave technology. We've got a small share of this in the world. We should have a big share, and a lot of it should be here in Cornwall.
Now, he was looking at a hub of green energy businesses at Mount Wellington near Redruth before the election, and praising businesses in Cornwall for leading the way. And setting a good example is Newquay Zoo. Here's Education Officer Mark Norris.
What's happening to many parts of the world with climate change and global warming is going to seriously affect the animals that we look after. So looking after our own house and sort of doing things properly here is important.
So what have you got here then?
Well, what we're looking at is solar photovoltaic cells, so basically solar panels. This bank of 50 solar panels that we have along the back of the monkey walk here, tucked away on a roof and inobtrusively out of sight, is basically probably going to sort of save us about 4.5 tonnes of CO2 going into the atmosphere from electricity. We're actually generating our own power here, and you're talking about sort of 9,300 kilowatts of energy sort of produced here going into our system. So that can only be a good thing. And we've got also a system set up for heating hot water down in our cafe, which obviously do a lot of washing up.
A very sunny day today, you'd expect the photovoltaics to work really well. What about when you get cloudy days?
Cloudy days, it's surprisingly, you'll still see that clicker kind of going away there, that it works pretty well in grey weather as well. So, the only time that display ever clicks off is, after sunset.
Okay, so a lot of people see the advantages and see why it should be used, but they say, well, I can't do that, I haven't got the money. Are there grants around?
We actually had some grant funding for this. It's also a very public site, which is a good one to actually put it in as a demonstration. So this came into the government's low carbon building programme and the EDF Energy Green Fund.
Solar energy is also at the heart of Cornwall Council's latest policies.
I suppose where we've come from is Cornwall Council has been involved in just about every pilot you could imagine in the low carbon and green areas. You name it, we've tried it here.
Kevin Lavery is the council's chief executive.
What we're trying to do now is to really focus down on three or four things that are really going to make a big difference to Cornwall going forward. And a critical one is generating our own electricity through renewable sources and being self-sufficient by 2025, which is not that long away. And I think it's trying to say, do as I do rather than do as I say. So we're really trying to show leadership. We've already got plans for a solar park, and we hope if that's successful, we'll have many more to come in future. We're also, as you know, looking at the whole thing of having a large public sector electric pool car system across Cornwall, which would do, again, a lot to reduce the carbon footprint.
But it's not just about creating energy. Cornwall's also at the forefront of low-carbon technology and saving power.
Alec Rice, I'm a projects manager for community education at Community Energy Plus in Cornwall. First and foremost, the reason we were set up in 1998 by what was then Carrick District Council was actually to look at some of their housing stock and do the very basics of actually insulating properties. While we love renewable energy, first and foremost, it's most important that we don't waste energy, any energy we got that we save and use in a most economical way. So insulation is still part of the work we do at Community Energy Plus, and we actually run the Energy Saving Trust Advice Centre.
Just tell me how that sort of works in with the whole environment of this green future for Cornwall.
Well, we've been pushing for a green future for Cornwall for a long time. We believe that we've had some unique issues here in Cornwall, and we've progressed some great work formally through the Cornwall Sustainable Energy Partnership, our general work and projects that we do here, and in conjunction with European partners. What we need to do is make sure that the agenda now is taken on board, whereby we get buy-in by all partners and get investment coming into Cornwall to see even things such as manufacturing and certain things like maybe wind turbines and solar panels. We want to make sure that this area is a green peninsula. This is one of the ways forward to the future in coming out of a recession into what can be a boom industry.
So Cornwall's at the leading edge of green technology, where we're not just cutting back on the use of non-renewable resources, but saving on power by developing the latest low-energy light bulbs based on LEDs. And the nice thing about saving the planet is that in a time when we're facing tough times of the economy and financing cuts, this technology is also saving us money.